From time to time, we turn to writer Susan Orlean for her personal observations on the ordinary and extraordinary people and places that surround us. We call her essays Perfect Strangers.
There is nothing quite as full of hope and possibility, as full of the magic of transformation, as a craft supply store. It's the world of clay yet unmolded, of lanyard yet unbraided, the world of all those projects I plan on doing someday. One recent afternoon, as the craft urge was rising in me, I dropped by A.C. Moore in Framingham, Massachusetts, a giant place filled with every craft product imaginable and unimaginable, and I wanted all of them.
Web, heat and bond, iron-on adhesive hemp, grommets, a book called Creating Lifelike Animals in Polymer Clay, Quick, Easy, Rigid Wrap, a clay gun, a great book, Clay Techniques with a Pasta Machine, a pin bin for your push pins. Here we are in the paint. You've got face paint, Christmas paint, fabric paint, acrylic paint, ultra temp paint, glitter paint, tempera paint, fluorescent paint, poster paint, finger paint. That's what I've got to get. A couple of those.
It was a busy afternoon in A.C. Moore. The store was jammed with scrapbookers and knitters and bead devotees. In the clay department, I ran into a small girl with a very big project.
We have to make a model of the earth to show the crust, mantle, the inner core and the outer core, and like maybe some silly putty for like the liquidy materials.
And then I met a gentleman from England who was buying embroidery supplies for his daughter.
Are there big craft stores like this in England?
Nothing like this.
This is sort of a craft paradise.
And for me personally, I collect carrots. Like in the craft department here, there's some vegetables that are plastic. But I've already got that one, so I can't collect it anymore.
The resident craft guru at A.C. Moore is Sonika Beitendach. She sees the inherent potential in every product in the store.
What are these?
These are the ever-popular googly eyes, something that I use almost every day here. Just place two of those on a pom-pom and you've got yourself an instant bug.
Sonika, though, is partisan. She doesn't knit, she doesn't do origami, she isn't crazy about jumbo chenille loopies. On the other hand, she loves any craft involving a pipe cleaner or a popsicle stick, and she believes absolutely in glue.
I don't think any woman is a real woman without a glue gun. So my glue gun is the first thing I plug in when I come in the mornings.
As Sonika sees it, glue is not just glue. It's something existential.
Everything in life is held together somehow, and in a crafter's life, it's held together by glue.
I myself am purchasing glue and anti-glue, so I guess I'm doing the entire craft cycle.
You will come a full circle after you've...
I'll glue it together and then I'll unglue it.
There we go.
Sometimes in the craft world, there are crises. Your Xyron sticker maker jams or your wood-burning set goes up in flames. That's when people turn to Sonika, and believe me, she's heard it all.
And the spray adhesive came out in blobs instead of a steady spray.
There's little fairies about this big anywhere.
Candles for the windows.
What kind of spray paint can turn her silver containers into gold?
Many size presents, because it's hard to fit everything in the ornament.
But most of the time, crafts solve crises. This occurred to me while Sonika and I were examining a mysterious product from Beadalong Industries, a battery-operated bead reamer.
This is used to enlarge the holes of plastic beads and pearls and so on. Well, I don't know if it...
Is there a lot of call for this?
I have found that we sell everything that you don't need, but that brings enjoyment. So this is not like your daily bread and butter. But this is to keep you from going insane on a Saturday night if you don't have a date.
Why do you think, I mean, at a time where everybody's talking about how they have no time, crafts seem to be bigger than ever?
It's therapy. With a bottle of glue and some shapes, you can forget about the outside world, forget about the rat race, and just get it out of your system.
I think maybe the busier you are, the more it means to... do something that actually can't be rushed.
Exactly.
It's like you just put everything on hold and say, look, I'm gluing my foam shapes and I don't care what happens to the rest of the world.
You can do anything you want to. It's very relaxing.
At this point, the day was winding down and Sonika was getting ready to head home.
Now, what does your basement look like? Do you have a million craft projects down there that you're working on?
I don't have a single thing. I get my creative fix here at the store, and then I go home to a very clean and neat apartment with not a paintbrush out of place.
Before Sonica left, I described my recent struggle to assemble a plastic cow, and I confessed to her that I had solved it using the ultimate glue. I hired someone to do it for me.
Here we go. If all else fails, that's the way I like to do things.
Now back to my knitting.
That's Susan Orlean, a staff writer at the New Yorker magazine. She's also the author of My Kind of Place, travel stories from a woman who's been everywhere. And if you want to see how she crafted a telephone, go to npr.org.